are you leaving or are you on your way back home? Either way, we want to be there. Doesn't matter how much baggage you claim, give us a time and date, terminal and gate. We want to send you off in style. We want to welcome you back home. Tell us all about it. Were you scared or was it fine?
Mouth horn. With Karen and Chris.
Welcome to Do You Need a Ride? This is Chris Fairbanks.
This is Karen Kilgariff.
We are podcasting live to you from the, is this an 08 Honda Fit? It's funny that I never specified the year of this make and model.
And I do have the VIN number, which I would love to be able to tell people.
We don't have it on hand right now, but the next episode we promise to release Karen's VIN number.
The first, you know what we're going to do? We're going to do the first four numbers of the VIN number next week, and then subsequently through the rest of the year, you will get the entire VIN number.
And this is very interesting. Within those first four, you find out where it was manufactured.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there will be an H for Honda.
Okay.
You find out the make.
Right.
And the year. Those are all in the first four digits of a VIN number. A lot of people don't know that unless they're police officers or have done a little bit of car research like I have.
But you know what also is in those first four numbers is my birth date.
Really?
And a picture of a small rabbit. But
what?
You have to, it's in the numbers. You have to, you don't see it at first. It's like the arrow in the FedEx symbol. You don't see it. Then when you see it, you can't not see it.
So this car was manufactured for you.
For Karen Kilgariff, yeah.
Obvious. I mean, otherwise, how would your birthday be in it?
Right.
That's amazing.
Well, yeah. I mean, it was really nice because when I met Dan Honda of the Honda Corporation.
Wait a minute.
What?
This is all starting to sound like much like the rabbit you speak of, a little white lie. This is a little white rabbit lie.
You know what? I got to tell you, Chris, I love lying.
I know there's no Jonathan Honda. Or what
Dan.
Did you, Dan, Danny Honda.
Only his best friends call him Dan.
Well, I call him Jonathan. You don't know Dan like I know John.
You don't know Johnny.
I know the whole Honda family.
I love the motorcycle side of the family. They're more fun at Christmas.
And that's why Honda motorcycles, cars, and keyboards are a big sponsor of Do You Need a Ride? Today on the episode, we will be picking up Howard Kramer from his residence.
And he is sponsored by Honda Kneeboards.
And keyboards. He, being Howard Kramer, is an early comedy influence of mine. Did you know that, Karen?
I didn't know that. I just know that every once in a while his voice pops up when you are either in a bad mood or trying to explain something to me.
Well, every once in a while... You hang out with someone like a certain amount of times, and then you start to mimic the way they talk.
I find Howard Kramer, honestly, to be one of the most fascinating human beings I've ever met.
Mm-hmm.
I adore him. I love talking to him at parties. He's one of my favorite people to see at a party because he makes the time go by so quickly.
Yeah, he really does.
He's just good times, in my opinion. And he's such an original mind.
He is an original mind.
That's what
I like. A mind that created Austin Stories, an early MTV, ahead of its time, multi-camera, single camera? It's a
It was single camera,
It was single. They shot that whole show series with just one camera the whole time.
It was a disc camera. That was the craziest thing about it. Remember disc cameras?
Yeah, I remember that.
Did you ever have a disc camera?
It was early digital recording. You put a tiny disc in it, and it was ready to go.
That's right.
And and we're going to talk about what else he's been up to. He's numerous pilot writings, and I imagine he's just wrapping up a whole new gaggle of summer-based comedy.
Yes, he loves the season of summer. Mm-hmm. He turned it into a different word, which is summer with an summer. A-H. A lot of people know this about him because his podcast, Who Charted, with Kulap Vilayasak, is one of the most popular and one of my favorite podcasts.
I might turn off the stereo.
Do it. Just, oh, yeah. Is that a weird... does it feel like schizophrenia?
Well, it just sounds like there's music in the background.
Yeah.
There we go. Oh, but maybe that was a nice added effect. You know, I'm sorry that I pulled the radio whistle.
You're allowed to pull any whistle you want, Chris Fairbanks.
Well, it would have been the first time in Do You Need a Ride history that we had ambient music playing.
Have you ever had that where you, sometimes my TV shuts itself off after 4 hours. If I don't change the channel, it'll shut itself off. But the tuner where the speakers for the sound does not go off. So it'll be on real low. And I'll be sitting in the TV room, no TV on, hearing voices and going, it's finally happened. I've snapped. This
oh,
is
wow.
it.
Wow. You forget it's a TV.
Then I well, because the TV itself isn't on. It's just that. And then I'll recognize either the conversation or something about it. And then I'll go, oh, thank God it's the TV and not a
early
total mental breakdown.
Schizophrenia. Yeah. That would frighten me.
Yeah.
And they always say, if you hear voices, you're pretty much, that's early Richard Ramirez type behavior.
Yeah. We didn't get to talk about Richard Ramirez as much as I wanted to. When
it's because he kind of bums me out, you know,
he
when
does.
I really get into a deep Ramirez talk. I mean, all the guy did is kill people. I mean, all he wanted is for others to talk about him. So why give him the credit?
Well, he earned it, though, because he really did go out and kill all those
people. He was
people.
A hard worker. From here to San Francisco, he slayed a lot of people. And if you're connected through your family at all to any of these slayings, we apologize for making light of it.
Yeah, but I'm definitely not laughing at that part.
It was a long time ago, so maybe get over it.
Well, you know, we would hope that healing has come your way. And
yes.
Thoughts and prayers.
And by get over it, I mean heal in a natural and healthy way.
But... here's the thing. I'm very fascinated by all serial killers. Richard Ramirez, did you watch the whole thing where the way he got caught?
No.
Well, you know, they obviously, great detective work and all that.
Sure.
But they finally figured out who it was based, I believe, on his tennis shoes.
Yeah, Avias.
Mm-hmm.
They were Avias.
And then...
Avia 800s or 820s.
They tracked some stuff down, put his picture on some flyers...
Like it was a party.
Yeah. They were like, come to this party of total murder and dead eyes. But also great cheekbones.
God. The guy had some bone structure.
He easily could have been a model, which I think a lot of models could either go serial killer or like a beautiful model.
As long as it wasn't a toothy photo, because the guy had zero to no dental work done.
He was a bit of a snagglepuss.
Some corn niblets for they used to call him summer teeth.
No, what?
Summer pointing this way, summer pointing that way. You never heard that?
No, I never did. But that's not. I thought you were relating
summer
it back
teeth.
To. Yes.
In a weird unknown way, I think I was.
I think your subconscious was serving that up right to you.
Mm-hmm.
But what I was going to say was, all the people in the neighborhood recognized him. He tried to get on a bus. People recognized him. And this was somewhere in East LA or maybe like down by Downey,
uh-huh.
You know, which is a little bit
area.
Rougher.
Beautiful. Rough area, but beautiful.
Rough, but gorgeous.
Seen, I mean, foliage-wise.
People.
The people are okay.
People
but
are
the trees,
great.
Really, in the bushes. In
there's
that
some
area,
nice but, hedges
oh,
down and
so
down
many
and
succulents. You don't have to do much to keep them green.
The whole neighborhood ran after him and mm-hmm. attacked him, and
like a
held
witch
him until the cops came, which is amazing. I just love that when it's like you get told all the time that like there's no more community or that people don't work together. Bullshit.
But until you see an old lady, a farmer, and a construction worker all do a citizen's arrest tackle.
And somehow an Eskimo. How did he get there? We
just,
don't know.
No, it was a very, village people type.
It was Hollywood.
They were carrying hoes and torches.
There was a
garden hose. Because that's why the area looks so nice, foliage-wise.
That's really, right. They were tending to it, and luckily they had all their pitchforks
ready. That's why they were outside and aware.
Yeah.
They were tilling the soil.
I mean, this has become an incredibly informational podcast.
Yeah. If you feel like you haven't learned anything, maybe you need to turn up the volume.
Yeah.
Because nothing but information is pumping through your speakers or headphones, whatever media you're using. So we are in the Hollywood area. This is a classically Hollywood area. A lot of apartments.
Good hedges around here, too.
God, beautiful hedges. It's almost like everyone has a gardener around here.
It is very much like that.
I'm pretty sure they do.
You kind of get a gardener when you move to L.A.?
Isn't that interesting?
You get your own?
It seems like you're struggling and you're out of money and you're barely making rent. But guess what? You have a gardener.
Yeah.
You've made it.
That's right. Some dude will show up
mm-hmm.
and tend to your shit and mm-hmm. tighten it up
yeah.
for all the neighborhood to see. And it's pretty nice.
Yeah. You need your shit tightened up? Expect it.
Come to our town. Yeah, we don't have a good, transit system.
No.
Yeah, we don't have a lot of nice people, per se.
Yes,
or people, moral people, per se.
The people are lacking in morals or friendliness. Mm-hmm. However, do they have a nice, well-maintained frontage?
Yeah.
Goddamn right they do. Even during a drought.
Oh, my God. My grass has never been greener.
Yeah, I know. And who cares if the reservoirs run dry?
Yeah, it doesn't matter because ultimately this is supposed to be a desert. We will return back to desert. And in the meantime, I'm going to keep up with the goddamn Joneses.
Exactly. Oh, the Joneses have the best yard.
Oh, my God. It's dark green. It's so dark. It's almost blue, their grass.
It's almost impossible to keep up with them.
Keep trying.
Yeah, you can try as hard as you might.
You got to.
Karen, how have you been?
I've been good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Day job going well.
Love the day job.
Great.
Gratitude. I have an attitude of gratitude.
Mm-hmm. It's an important kind to have.
I like 2015. I think it's a good one.
So far, so great.
So great. Mm-hmm. I know we talked about this, but I watched you have... Should I go up here? No.
What?
Up there.
Yeah.
I watched you have one of my favorite sets of comedy I've ever seen. The night that we did the show with Drennan.
Yeah, that was a fun night.
But we didn't record yours. It was like the great, it's like the classic thing of like, what I watched you do this set where I was like, holy shit, it's a barn burner. And then you weren't recording.
I recorded it, I wouldn't have been burning down no barns.
Yeah. Same here. I'm the exact same way.
I just can't. Oh, that's a beautiful Mustang.
Yeah, that is
I
sweet.
Don't get excited about hot rod cars, but that has got to belong to someone more important than me. That's a beautiful vehicle.
What if it's Howard's car?
What if it is?
Oh.
I guess I'm saying that already about preemptively. Howard is more important than me. That's why he's the guest.
True. True, true, true. Do you know where I should stop or should we just stay here?
I would say... you know, I'll text Howard and let him know we're about to come.
And then I'll just keep driving.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he'll hopefully say, yeah, I got to do some more calisthenics. I stayed with him once, and he does have his own workout regimen.
I bet.
In his living room. He's a in-shape guy. He's a handsome guy.
He's a handsome man.
He's a beautiful man. I'm not afraid. I say that with a straight face.
It's undeniable. I'm glad he doesn't have his top knot anymore, though. For a while, he was trying to do a bun thing that I found very upsetting.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, it's hard for a guy... You know, there's a middle stage with your hair. And for me, I either have a shaved head or I have a big, giant afro. Or I put in a lot of Layrite hair products.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, a sponsor of Do You Need a Ride. It's water-based, and it gives you that 1950s pomade look.
Layrite hair products.
You're darn right.
You're darn right?
Layrite, colon,
I got
Layrite darn right.
In my hair.
He probably was just going through a hair phase.
Yeah, well, it was summer. I hate saying that. My favorite thing, I was at a party. Oh, wait, no, this is what I was going to tell you. I was driving this car, and a loud noise started happening, and... It turned out there was a big piece of plastic that was dragging underneath the car.
Oh, wow.
So I got to work, and my friend Artie Carlson, who is one of the greats, who I work with, came and cut off this thing that was dragging underneath. He said it was the oil pan cover or something like that.
You didn't need that.
No. So he cut it off.
Now, is oil continuing to drip out now that there is no cover?
No, it was just a plastic, like, housing to, right, so that gravel doesn't fly up
we'll
in there.
Take a right here on Hollywood Boulevard.
All right. And then that night I went somewhere, a party or something, and on my drive home at midnight, the same noise but kind of worse starts happening.
Uh-huh.
And, I have to pull off the freeway because more stuff is hanging down.
Oh, man.
So, I pull off and then I'm like, well, I can drive home. It's not dragging on the ground. It was just, like, obviously flapping free.
Sure.
So, I drive a little further and then this really loud noise and something huge drops out from the bottom of my car and I just kept driving.
Oh, no.
I just kept going because it was midnight.
And then he's on the corner here,
oh,
the
shit.
Left.
Well, this
corner.
Guy was so up my ass.
Yeah, yeah. He really had somewhere to go in that Skyon. Maybe the Church of Skyontology. Oh, see,
oh,
I always
what?
Know. I know.
I mean,
know. Well,
no,
I'm sorry. A lot of times
it's
my...
It's fine.
Okay, I'm going to tell him we're here.
Okay. Anyway, so we've got no housing right now, but...
Well, that's okay.
It's not affecting anything.
Yeah, it's not a danger to anyone.
I guess I felt the need to tell a car anecdote, and now that I told it, I feel like someone's boring uncle.
You know what? I feel that way with a lot of stories. Like, I tell it like it's going to have a great ending, and I'm not saying this is what just happened with your with your snooze fest of a story, but you tell it with all this cadence and excitement and energy level, and then you find about midway...
Because it happened to you.
Yeah, because it's true, it's like, oh, this is a doozy. I remember the details like it was yesterday, because in this case for you, did you say it was yesterday?
No, it was a couple days ago.
So the details are still fresh, and it has all the signs of a story, and then you get to the end, and it's really no payoff. And
no.
I'm not saying that's how I experience your story, but...
My story was one step above telling someone about your dream. It really was. It was almost worse. Because at least in a dream, you're like, I was in Asia or something. Yeah. And mine was like, the housing fell off the bottom of my car.
There wasn't even like an interesting location.
San Fernando Road by the Gentleman's Club and the train tracks.
Were you dry? Did your hands at least look like feather wings? Or there was nothing dreamlike about this.
Yeah. No. It was more nightmarish, but in a boring way.
He's on his way out. He sent the letter K, which I... think just means I am in approval and I will see you shortly.
Yeah. Or he's trying to send a message to me.
About the, just say your first initial.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got you.
I think he may have been picking favorites.
We are going to, yeah, he didn't say C.
Mm-mm.
Like as in C.
He could have said
soon.
C, yeah.
Yep.
Real soon.
Well, that's
okay.
Can you
give me my purse real quick?
Sure. Is it down here in the darkness?
It's by your feet.
Okay. I will grab it.
You know what I anticipate is that Howard's going to...
Stuff spilled out.
Oh, that's all right. I just need some hand lotion.
Oh, okay.
I feel like Howard's going to drive this conversation.
Sure. That's fine.
I feel like he's probably going to have an agenda even.
That's okay.
Like, did you pick your sumagum type of thing?
Yeah. I hope he does. I have some questions to ask him about sharks.
Okay.
And why he thinks the ocean... is better than outer space. I think that was another.
Is that a true thing? That
a
conversation you guys had once?
And I understand that. Like the ocean, the deep ocean. There's glowing jellyfish. It's really is like another planet.
I'm 100% with Howard on that.
Phosphorus residing in animals, causing them to glow. If that's not an outer space behavior, I don't know what is, because I am not an astronaut. I've not been to outer space.
Is there any kind of animal with phosphorus in it in outer space?
Certainly there must be. I mean, I said I jumped. I don't know. I actually don't know. So I'm going to say I'm not sure. But
do you think Howard knows?
I thought you were going to say the ocean, and there are indeed. Like some. Sometimes
yes,
you'll
those,
see the waves
yes.
crashing, and it looks like a lightning bolt. And you're like, oh, my God, am I hallucinating? They say, no, that was just marijuana. And I say, well, I don't smoke a lot, so are you seeing it also? And they say, yes. And it's like, well, I guess that's the Gulf of Mezcal for you.
Mezcal?
Yeah, it's the near. Here he
oh,
is.
Look
He's
who
in
is.
The back seat. Howard Kramer is in
Hi.
The back seat.
Are you guys taping already?
Yes.
We are indeed. There's a microphone right by you. You
oh,
know
wow,
how to
cool.
use that as
oh,
per
I like it. It's long. It's
your
good.
Occupation. Whoops.
Hi.
Hey,
Hi,
buddy.
How are you?
Good.
Good to
see
you
guys.
Good to see you too, buddy.
What were you talking about?
We were talking about Sama. We were talking about sharks. And we were talking about the difference between the ocean and outer space.
That's right. Well, the ocean is way better. It's wondrous. It's full of life. Mm-hmm. And space is a big nothing and tough to get to.
Yeah. the ocean is right there.
Ocean's right there.
You could swim out and find aliens.
Yeah, exactly.
That are right here on our Earth. Filled with phosphorus, glowing capabilities, jellyfish that look like they're mechanical.
Yeah. I mean, think how much people would freak out if they even found one snail in space. It would be like the most amazing thing. Meanwhile, we have dolphins that give each other names.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, explain that. How do they... They have their
I don't
own
know, I saw it on Uber Facts, but I'm taking it as a...
Those aren't real.
It's one of my favorite Twitter accounts.
Those
Uber
are made
Facts.
Up by 2 8th graders in New Hampshire. I don't know if you should be paying that much attention to Uber Facts.
It's just East Coast lies. We're going to go to a comedy concert show called Power Violence.
Oh, yeah. Are you ready for this show, Howard?
I love that show because it's filled with youth and it brings me, back to that place when I was in my early 20s. Those guys like...
Maybe you find out what your guest thinks about it.
Yeah.
Howard,
what do you...
Hey, all right.
What do you feel about Power Violence, that show? Do you agree with me?
Of what'd you say?
Oh, that the youth that they kind of host that show with, it's infectious.
Oh, yeah, it does. It feels like like CBGBs in the 70s.
CBGBs, of course, stood for country blues, country, what?
Country blues, CBGBs, country bluegrass and blues.
Yeah, that's right. It's not very catchy. It's good that they made the initials be the title, because that's a horrible name for a club.
Well, and also didn't almost none of those things happen there?
Yeah, it's like immediately it's like, but hey, the Talking Heads are pretty good. Why don't we have them do everything but country blues or bluegrass? It's like...
Hey, what about TGI Fridays? You cool with that name?
Oh, I mean, it depends on what day of the week I'm there. If I'm there on a Wednesday or a Thursday, I'd like to speak to the management for false advertising.
I'm an atheist, so I'm not interested in thanking God for anything.
Karen.
Oh, I'm with you. How does this work? Do I get a ride home, too?
Yeah, you bet.
And do we tape on the ride home?
Not usually. We can if you want. Okay. If you want to do a recap.
I'm just wondering how it works. I think this is great.
I feel like whenever I'm talking to you, Howard, I start to mimic your voice. Mm-hmm. Do you see me do that? If so, it's embarrassing.
Well, I do the same with you.
I start to talk like
Here's my impression of Howard Kramer's impression
really?
Of me.
Really? Now we're going to do impression.
I talk like this. The fuck, the great, the black bean burger.
Really?
Something about a black bean burger.
Black bean burger.
One time I stayed at Howard's, and all I brought was a skateboard, and I stayed at his place, and I was hungry, and I'm like, do you mind if I have your Morningstar black bean burger? And what did I do? What did I do, Kramer?
Well, for the tortillas, you mean?
Yeah. I'm real embarrassed about this still.
Well, okay, so I'm on the phone. Chris says, can I use the black bean burgers? What were you making? Tortillas?
Yeah, it's just putting them on a tortilla.
Okay, so he's making them. I don't know. I'm just talking on the phone in my bedroom with the door closed. There's a knock on the bedroom door a few minutes later. And he says,
do you want some tortillas?
Right? But he's holding a plate that has a couple tortillas on, like he said he was going to make, but the plate is all dirty. Someone had already eaten off of it.
I had eaten my portion of the food I'd made for both of us. I had eaten my portion off the plate, and then I'd given the rest of the food on the same plate to Howard, because I was in a situation where
what
that
I
was...
anticipated was like, yeah, I'm going to make some food, and then he'd tell me when it's ready, and then I'd get off the phone, and then we'd both eat it.
Yeah.
Together.
He just comes in and I'm thinking, okay, it's time to eat. But it's like he already ate and he's got my food on his dirty plate that he already used.
Yeah, I grew up in a tag team meal eating household.
Can I just ask, how many years ago did this take place?
Hey, can we mention that right in front of us is a Jeep, and their license plate is Austin.
Yeah.
AUST1N. It spells it out, and me and Chris met in Austin.
And yeah, is that where the Black Bean Burger story took place?
No, that was here at his residence. How long have you lived there? You've lived in that place.
Too long,
he said.
I feel like I'll move when I deserve to.
Uh-oh.
I love that place. You find a good deal, the rent is controlled enough, you stay there.
It's controlled and it's like, it's good. I could people watch there every day.
What do you have a view of?
Just like everybody going to Runyon Canyon.
Oh, yeah.
There's a church. You
That's
can watch
quite
people
a sight.
Go to church.
Yeah. I saw a guy brought his like 8-foot anaconda onto the lawn of the church yesterday. So he's just sitting there like looking at his phone while the snake like explores the area in front of the church.
You're kidding.
What?
And at one point it crawled off the grass and kind of had like 2 feet of its head and the rest of it like going up the stairs to the church. So all that needed to happen was for somebody to walk out of the chapel and just see an 8-foot anaconda head staring at him.
What do you think he was bringing it to church?
I've seen him there before. He kind of lets it go around on the grass, and then I think like a lot of those guys who bring exotic pets into the public, they wind up talking to people about it. And
yeah, they wait around for questions to be asked.
Yeah,
snakes are a real hey look at me pet.
Yeah, like an iguana on your shoulder.
Or a parrot. There's a guy with a parrot in Austin. I'm real sick of his presence.
But that guy's kind of overdoing it with an 8-foot. I mean, that's a lot of snake.
Yeah, I'm thick of his presence.
It would be funny if like the priest came out of that church and saw the snake and had no choice but to use the Lord's name in vain as an exclamation. Jesus!
What Jesus the snake. Fuck?
Hey, I'm just trying to get my snake saved.
Hey, what about you, KK? You don't have a mic?
I've got a lav.
She's got a lavalier mic.
And what do you got, handheld up there?
I got a Price is Right long mic, just like you.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Dean Rayburn, thank you.
Right.
Every time I talk into this, I feel like I'm about to give away a Kia Spectra.
Have you guys ever took notice of this statue in front of this bank?
Yeah, it appears from this, you know, I haven't up until now.
This one over here?
Yeah.
It looks like a bull.
It's like a bull, but it's like a monkey is riding it backwards or something.
What? What's that say about Chase Bank?
I guess Freemasons or something.
Yeah, don't trust us with our money. We're batshit crazy.
Is there really a monkey on there?
Something's on there. Watch when we go by. I forget what it is.
Actually, Karen, keep your eyes
on there that's crazy, and it's backwards.
Oh, let me look at this. It is. It's a backwards guy.
Yeah, it's a guy. There you go.
It's a guy.
It's like
I wish it was monkey.
Maybe it's a monkey man.
I think it's a lady. It's like a mermaid lady.
Do you know what you're going to do tonight at the comedy concert? Do you have some new bits?
I'm going to do some hot reads. I'm gonna make some decisions at the line of scrimmage.
Mm.
And I'm gonna take some swings at it.
Oh, good. Good.
See?
Pinata style.
Have you been doing a lot of sets lately?
Not as many as I want. I want to do a lot more, but I've been doing like 3 or 4 a week.
That's pretty good, though.
That's a lot.
That's pretty good numbers.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I feel like I'd be doing more sets myself if I didn't live at the damn beach.
True.
But I'm near the ocean, and you know I love the ocean. Did you know I love the ocean?
I did. I mean, you got out there pretty quick. Smart.
Yep. I love it out there. I just have to drive too much to the comedy shows.
Yeah, because they're all here.
So 3 shows a week to me. You're a professional comedian, in my mind, in my eyes.
Now, Howard, are you working on anything right now?
Yeah, what are you working on?
Oh, I'm working on a Nat Geo. Nat Geo's doing a comedy show. It's like a comedic take on world history.
Really?
And I'm working on that, on writing and maybe be in it and be voice on of a weird character they have.
That sounds terrific. That sounds interesting.
Yeah.
Is it something you can't talk in detail about?
I don't. Basically, it's like a sketch show, and we go back to different points in history and talk about certain things developed, and that's probably all I could say.
I like it.
Yeah, that sounds cool.
Yeah.
Even just a brief synopsis. I'm intrigued and I want to watch it.
Do you know a lot about history?
I have my own view on it and my own kind of timeline and stuff. Like, I started...
Your own version of it?
Yeah. Like, I'm interested in it, so I started, like, a document where I have, like, all the things I'm interested in and then, like, when they came about and stuff.
Oh, wow.
What, like a legal pad with some stuff on it?
No, it's on my computer.
Oh, I see.
But, you know, there's crazy stuff that you don't think about that I think is interesting.
Like what?
Like, they didn't know about the dinosaurs.
Until
like the late 1800s.
Until they started finding bones and stuff.
Yeah, but they would find it, but just wouldn't have any idea what it was. Or would just never put it together. But anyway, like, for instance, when they signed the Declaration of Independence, like, there was no such thing as dinosaurs. Nobody had ever heard of dinosaurs. So, I don't know, the speed at which stuff develops is interesting to me.
Yeah. I feel like they should rewrite the Declaration of Independence with dinosaurs in mind.
Don't make fun of my beliefs.
Hey, I'm on board. I don't like those Christian people that think dinosaur bones were planted by the devil to test our faith. I think those are crazy people.
Yeah. My brother went out with this fundamentalist Christian girl, and they were taught that the dinosaur bones were dogs, but they were just really much bigger back then. But they were still pets. They're still humans' pets.
Was that a thought that, was that just cooked up at her church? I've never heard of something so ludicrous.
Yeah, she told my brother.
Oh, my God.
Wait, did she believe it or she just told him that's what someone told
me? I think it's like the kind of disconnect of just she was always told that and then didn't ever really examine it. But when you press her about, like, what do you actually believe, that's what comes out.
Is he still with her?
No.
Is this your brother that you used to do in your act?
Yes.
And what did he sound like? No.
He used to sound like this, but I don't do it.
Strippers should pay me.
Oh.
Right?
They should pay me.
Is that something he said?
Yeah, I was like, hey, give that girl a dollar. They should pay me. I bang these chicks by mistake.
I want to meet your brother.
Is your brother just a taller version of you, Howard?
No, I'm taller.
Oh.
Howard's the tallest in his family.
He's a more dense version. What?
He's the tallest. You're the tallest in your family, right?
Probably my little brother's half-brother's probably taller.
Huh. Isn't that curious?
Huh.
Because he's a little brother.
Yeah.
Yeah, very misleading.
Opposites attract.
I just pictured your family as the oldest was the tallest, and then it went down like the stickers on the back of a car.
Yeah, on a Latino family van.
Yeah.
Well.
Hey.
Yeah?
You don't seem to be taking a direct route.
No. It's funny. When we're in the car, everything we do is for the sake of time. And as the crow flies, it makes no sense, our routes.
But we're just trying to... You know.
But the way a clock works, we are so good now at arriving exact. You wanted to arrive there at around 9:45, correct?
Yes, but that's when I thought it started at 9. But some of the stuff says it starts at 9:30.
Oh, okay. So we're in no hurry. We could do a full hour.
Yeah, I mean, we're fine either way.
Okay, cool. Because I want to spend more time with you.
Oh, goody.
Oh. Now, Howard, are you the headliner?
I don't know. Ron Funches probably is.
Oh, okay.
He's got him a TV show.
Yeah, he does have himself a program.
Well, so do you now. And yours is about real things.
Yeah.
True, but mine doesn't premiere until probably September.
Who else is working on that? Anyone that we know?
Oh, Chip Pope?
Yeah, your writing partner?
Chip Pope!
Chip Pope's the best.
Chip Pope and Josh...
DiDonato?
Brenner. Who's, Josh Brenner. He's on Silicon Valley.
Oh, okay.
And, these guys, Krinsky and Altshuler, it's their show. They created Silicon Valley, and they ran King of the Hill. And
oh, wow.
So this is another Mike Judge, who I've kind of gotten to know through Henry Phillips. I wouldn't say we're super tight, but he seems like one of the nicest, most...
He's a nice guy.
He's just a level...
He's out of the earth.
Yeah, because he's not... It's a perfect type of fame.
He doesn't. He's not
even
famous.
Though he's huge, he doesn't act like a dick.
He is not a dick because he's not famous for his face. He's famous for his ideas and his voices.
Well said.
And he made up the best thing of all time, Beavis and Butthead.
Which you wrote on the... What happened with the... I never saw the new episodes. I bet that was something that was fun and you were proud of, and I never got to see
it. Yeah, we were excited about it. It was fantastic. It was fun to do, and...
Why the hell didn't that sweep the nation?
Everyone. It was paired up with something that didn't do good, and then I think they just, like, went another way with it. It didn't, like, make a big splash for whatever reason, but... It was really good. It was as good as the original.
So you would just, with Chip, and how do you get these jobs with Chip? I've never had a writing partner. Do you guys just submit packets and it's like, hey, we're a package deal and here's stuff we've done before, here's pilots we've done before, and you kind of apply for jobs together?
Yes.
That's how I would think it would be absolutely insane if it were a different way than I just assumed it was. So
you pieced it together.
I did. Like a little puzzle that's easy to solve.
Wait, did you guys live together?
Chip and I,
point?
No. Never.
No,
you and Chris.
Oh, Chris, he stayed at my place and made a black bean tortilla.
There was just the black bean tortilla week. And it was dumb. You know, when people come and visit here, like, I'm not excusing myself, but people don't realize this city is impossible to navigate without having a car. And that was at a point where I'd never rented a car before. I just brought a skateboard like an idiot and got dropped off at his house. And it's like, and Howard was nice and he took me to shows. One of them was at a laundromat, and that's where I first met you, Karen. Isn't that funny?
Oh, yeah. Hey.
At the Laundro?
Lucy's Laundromat.
Yeah.
The best.
Where people were just doing their colors and their whites.
It was a truly working laundromat with people that were not interested in watching.
No one was sitting expecting comedy. They were just getting ready to fluff and fold.
But Fred Armisen used to do it with us all the time.
Yeah.
That's where a lot of, that was a great time. I was a little scared by the fact that, like, that is the quintessential place where it's like, this is not where comedy belongs. When you're used to just doing it at the Velveeta Room in Austin, which is a comedy club, I'm like, oh no, LA's going to be hard. But it hasn't been that hard. I've been here 12 years, and it's been a breeze the whole time.
It's kind of a lot like a laundromat here.
Yeah,
I think that's a really good way to cut your teeth.
The laminate spin cycle.
I'm just waiting to dry out.
My favorite one night was Howard did his whole set with a British accent.
At the laundromat?
Yeah, and really? You kept calling it the Laundro.
I did?
It was making me, it makes me laugh to this day. You're one of my favorite comedians, Howard.
Oh, thanks. You're one of my faves, too.
Me too. And lately, I've been doing these white guy reggae songs.
Yeah.
And I'm so jealous of your line, 311 is the 9/11 of bands. It's in my head, and I just want...
You can use it.
No, I'm not going to do it. You know me. I'm a purist. Ideas are property, and I would never steal...
Yeah, but you know, that's one of those jokes that someone else could come up with. It's
okay.
Not like a signature
I accept
of an idea.
The use of it.
It doesn't have the total stamp, the Howard Kramer stamp.
It's just great.
Well, I mean, you know what I'm saying. Some jokes are just jokes because you found them. They're not like your idea first.
And I believe Drennan, who Karen collaborates with often, he has a 311 style song that is about 9/11. So in a way,
he didn't know
about your joke. Yeah, I know. Well, now it hurts, doesn't it? It hurts more than me just doing that joke. Mm.
He's not sitting here. Yeah, that guy's a thief.
He can't even defend himself. I just hung him out to dry, which is how a lot of people finish
he's
their laundry.
Driving me. I don't got to be nice to him. Yeah, that's theft.
Straight up. Howard.
Karen's never said straight up in her life. Oh.
I thought it came out really naturally.
Yeah, it did. I'm sorry. I called you on it. Straight up, not tell
straight
me.
Straight up. Now tell me, Howard.
Yeah.
Do you really want to know? Your album,
mm-hmm.
Your newest album.
Not Master of Ceremonies.
My last album.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Is that
Chris,
real?
Yeah, Chris did the cover.
I did a little drawing for it. So it was Howard in like a performance stance, like he's rapping. It was his hip hop album for Dragon Boy Suede. And
he's standing,
and all these women. This is him.
No one's heard of my album.
He's like, I need you to do an illustration. It's like, I'm doing my rhymes, but the rhymes have such a they attract women, the pheromones, and they float to it like Yogi Bear floats to a pie cooling on the windowsill. Like I sexually am a pie that these women want to eat, and they flow towards me kind of limply with their arms back.
That was the concept.
With their eyes.
Look at this. Did you do it?
Yeah, it was hard. It was actually hard, I mean, perspective-wise, to do women in the foreground floating towards him, but I think we nailed it.
We did.
Now,
Master of Pheromonies.
Master of Pheromonies, is that the most recent album?
No, that's 10 years old.
No, that's five back. I did, since then, I did Have a Summer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then I did Douche Minutia.
Yes.
Dragon Boy Suede.
Yeah.
Then I did Have Another Summer.
Mm-hmm.
Then I did Tears on My Shaft, which has been delayed. But then I did Some of This, Some of That.
Oh.
And why did that get moved ahead of Tears on My Shaft?
Just because we didn't finish it and we put it off, and then summer was coming and we're like, we got to do another summer album. So we rushed a summer album into production. And then that one had some hits on it. I'm doing a video with Lance Bangs for a song on there called Goo Cruise.
That's nice. Awesome.
Yeah.
I love that guy.
When are you doing that? That's amazing.
We shot some of it, and that we have an Indiegogo campaign to get the rest of the cash.
Is Indiegogo kind of like Kickstarter, except for more artsy performance stuff?
Yeah.
I'm just assuming.
Donate
I've never
to
even
Howard
heard of
Kramer's
it. I've never even heard of it. I just know how the world works.
Yeah, you do. You guess. It's context clues.
I actually have a Kickstarter going for my motorcycle. I have a broken motorcycle, and it's actually raising money specifically for the Kickstarter. So it's very confusing.
For the part, the Kickstarter.
Nobody likes my jokes in this car.
It's too dry. I totally thought it was real.
It's the delivery.
Which album is... What? Oh, God.
Whoa.
That was totally a boy and a girl.
Yeah.
Oh.
And it was like I looked and said, that's a girl model standing there. And then she turned her head and it was a boy.
Yeah.
Boy girl model.
It's.
point being, which album is Hegel?
Seagull and Sheagull? Thank you for asking. That is on.
Have a Third Summer?
No, that one's on the second one, which is Have Another Summer.
Okay.
Yeah.
It seems like summer comes along often enough to where I never see you like scrambling during the other seasons, like, shit, what am I gonna do comedy about?
Say them again.
I just like that summer keeps coming along and then you don't have to get tired of doing that. It's like a treat every year. Like, I have some jokes about Christmas believing in Santa and not Jesus, and I'm like, I gotta wait. I can only do that every 2 months a year. But the summer is even longer. I guess what I'm saying is I don't know what my point was. And now I'm in kind of a sweaty struggle
keep
to
talking.
Try and make sense.
Just keep talking through it.
I'll probably close it up here. Probably close up that conversation.
Hey, both of you should come do Summerfest this year.
I would love to.
I saw you after Summerfest last year, remember? At Sarah's party?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, yeah.
Howard yelled at me about my gum choice.
That's right. You had, like, winter mint.
It was pretty awesome, actually, because I've never really seen you drunk before, and you were shit-faced drunk.
I love it when he's drunk, and he has opinions about football and how it needs to be shot differently.
Kept going, like, show me that gum again. Show me that gum. I was like, what? It's gum. What are you talking about?
So are you opposed to, like, new gums that are, like, the chocolate chip mint or the peach or all these other
gums? This was just a summer gum thing. We talk about summer gum, which is, like, you got to have a gum and you chew it all summer.
You stick with it. You can't, like...
Only the one flavor.
But, I mean, it should be, you know, not winter mint or winter fresh. It should be, like, Trident Tropical Twist or...
Right.
Strawberry banana. Something summer.
Not a peppermint. That's a Christmas gum.
Yeah.
Yeah. I understand that.
Yeah. It's just like the joke. You just do it in the summer and you, same with the gum.
But do you keep just the one flavor, like, so that then that taste reminds you of that specific summer?
Yeah.
Is that the idea?
It's a sensory, tactile, sensory trigger.
It's also kind of about making each summer special.
Mm-hmm.
So you buy a new bathing suit. You don't start the summer in last year's bathing suit. You got to make a thing of it.
Yeah. Do you practice what you preach with this? Do you go to the beach? How was your summer? Was it an active, filled with summer type events?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Jet skis.
Like beach. What?
Do you really ride on jet skis?
Well, I did for the music video.
Really? It's fun, right?
Oh, God, yeah. I've done it before, but I don't do it regularly. But, I did it this past summer because of the video.
See, I think technically an actual jet ski is the stand-up kind with a swiveling handle thing.
Yeah,
Yeah.
We went and shot some footage at the World Jet Ski Championships in Lake Havasu.
Oh, wow. Whoa.
And we had guys in orangutan costumes. We had, like, the world amateur champion dressed as an orangutan.
Oh, that's terrific.
And they were... They're popping backflips.
Really?
Yeah.
Like off of wakes?
Yeah, or just still. You know,
wow.
The kind, those stand-up kind you're talking about?
Yeah, yeah.
They can just kind of get some momentum going and then just start popping flips like one after the other.
Because I don't like it when I show up to some cabin, people got some watercrafts docked up, and then they're like, do you want to go out on the jet ski? And it's not a jet ski. It's a ski-doo, a thing that you sit on like a lazy man's snowmobile on the lake.
Yeah, exactly.
And it takes zero talent, zero balance, and I have no respect for it as a sport. Jet skiing, however, should be in the Summer Olympics.
Yeah, Vanilla Ice was a champion jet skier.
Wasn't he? I think he was competitive. He was into motorsports vaguely.
Yeah, like after the music career went downhill, he became champion jet skier.
Yeah, that's a perfect safety net. That's what...
And it leads nicely into becoming a realtor. I think he flips houses now.
I think he's Amish now. That's the last one I saw.
Oh, yeah, I saw that episode where they were, like, not letting him touch the butter churn because of a neck tattoo that they thought had too much technology on it.
He was impure.
Terrific.
I love it.
Tell us about your podcast, Who Charted. How's that been going, and how many years have you done it now?
One of the great podcasts.
Oh, thank you, guys.
So fun.
So great. We've been doing it over 4 years now, and it's me and Kulap Vilaysack, and we count down the top five in movies and music and more.
And there's a lot of, like... sound effect prompts and things that the time I was on it, I did not know I had to throw a dart to match up with the sound effect. There was just a lot of, you know.
There's theme songs.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of stuff.
It's the opposite of our podcast, where clearly we don't have a plan. But how could we? We're in traffic. If we had a plan, at some point, it would get sideswiped.
Oh, yeah. Like if Who Charted, if the studio was moving down the street, we would never have any of that.
So you are giving credit to how difficult our podcast must be. Is that what you're doing right now?
Seriously.
Yeah, yeah. Because in the beginning, seriously. Karen and I would sit down. We're like, let's have talks. Are we going to do an Alzheimer's podcast? Are we going to do one about moms? Are we going to... Oh, there's the man born there.
Yeah, see?
It did look like a female model.
It's hard to describe that person without seeming insensitive. But we used your podcast as an example, like yours or Scarborough Country. I have trouble saying that. Where it's
Who can
a format,
Can I pimp my one man show?
Of course,
for real.
Yeah, I do a show, Sklar Tissue. It's a one man show about the Sklar brothers, and just for everybody to look for that.
Where are you performing that show?
We got a theater right over here.
Oh, nice.
And together they're in forensics? And they, scar tissue. It makes me think they're both like forensic cops.
It's just more about the emotional depth of.
Oh, okay.
Of twins, comedy
of
twins.
I got you.
Of me being them at the same time. Yeah.
Okay, not actually studying
it's
scars.
And I go through to portray both of them simultaneously.
Is it? How are they different? How is Randy and Jason? How are they different?
Glasses.
One has glasses. Yeah.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, they'll both have glasses, and that's when I have to call them dude.
Seen them both have glasses.
Oh, really?
Unless it was sunglasses.
I don't like what she's doing. I'd expect better behavior out of a Honda driver. Honda, of course, a sponsor of Do You Need a Ride?
Of Do You Need a Ride?
There's a question mark at the end of it.
It's a serious question.
That's like, who charted? Who charted?
Have you thought about saying it that way? You should. We wouldn't get mad.
Yeah, you can take it.
Who charted? Who charted?
Yeah, the time I was on, we talked about the top charting poster designs. You really cover the gamut. It's not all just top charting music.
Oh, God, we haven't done that in years. You got to come back on.
Yeah, I'd love to come back on.
Now we just do, like, music chart, movie chart, and then a chart about the guest.
Oh, that would be exciting, because the guest doesn't know.
Well, we get the questions from Twitter. People tweet questions, and then we ask the guest.
That sounds exciting.
I was
asked by a fan to have you elaborate on the difference between, we touched on it a little, but why you like the ocean more than space.
Well, I love the ocean is real and you can go in it and it's filled with life.
Mm-hmm.
And space is interesting from if it's math, if you know math, if you got a lot of math.
Uh-huh.
Or if you make up stuff that's in it.
Like Interstellar, it's just made up.
It's math and rocks.
Yeah.
The space is just filled with math and rocks.
Rock plus rock equals confusing world that doesn't exist. I don't like it.
Howard, do you believe in the theory that there are some waterways that connect, connect the different continents underneath the ocean?
Ooh.
Connect them like you could get caught in a jetway that sends you to
like an
Africa?
That's amazing.
What are you saying?
They think that like there's theories.
There's aquifers under the tectonic plates.
Yes. Like that there's undersea rivers that connect.
You mean there's aquifers under the tectonic plates?
That would be horrifying.
Hey, I'm just thinking of you coming with that those black beans right there.
At a TED Talk.
Yeah.
You guys, there's aquifers underneath the tectonic.
What's that on the tectonic plates?
Oh, that's the beans from the one that I just ate.
I decided not to wash my tectonic plate, and I gave it to you, dirty.
Hey,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, there might be a...
Forget it.
Oh, come on, Karen. He was just about to elaborate.
You know, it's like Raging Waters in San Dimas where you get on those water slides. They take you from the top to the bottom.
Yes.
Like that. But it would take you from California to Somalia.
Even though we're kidding, nothing makes me feel more claustrophobic than imagining going down an underground water tube to another country. That's horrifying.
Yeah, I mean, it would be hard to breathe.
It would be very hard to breathe.
Hey, but Karen, are you saying there's just faster currents that give you like a faster trip?
No, I was kind of... It's like basically a theory that justifies or like tries to explain the possibility that the Loch Ness Monster could be real.
Oh, my God.
Because it's like just the idea that because the ocean is so unexplored.
Right.
That there could be these waterways that connect so
like
that...
black holes into the water.
Mm-hmm. Essentially. So, like, that's how explaining that, like, a brontosaurus type animal could have lived this whole time undetected.
That scares the hell out of me.
But I mean...
I don't like the unknown.
I like it. That's what I. That's it's I like all, the ocean because it's all just.
The whole time. Whatever's there is fine because it's been there your whole life.
Yeah.
It's not gonna do anything.
Yeah, you're right. If it didn't affect me so far, chances are it's not gonna in my 40s. Ugh, I'm gonna be 40 next week, you guys.
Oh, hey, congrats.
Oh God, it's the worst.
Is it next week?
That's the 5th. Oh God. Well,
happy birthday, Chris Fairbanks.
Well, you know, I don't really want to celebrate it.
I think you should.
Howard's done a good job. Everyone assumes Howard is 28. No one knows his age. I've never asked his age. I would not be able to predict or assume his age, younger or older than me. I just know that I've seen pictures of him in high school, and it's like, wait a minute. Did you drink from a fountain of some kind?
Is he dressed like the Brady Bunch?
He's had
did
long...
Did he go to high school in 1974?
Striped sweaters, long hair, beautiful mane of hair.
Thank you.
Just,
peachy notebooks.
He's got some headshots on his own refrigerator.
Wait, you've been inside his apartment?
Yeah.
Oh.
Most have not.
Right by his...
That headshot's not up there anymore, but I know what you mean.
It was like 12, 15 years ago. But it was a beautiful headshot.
Thank you. But,
And if anyone... I watched it recently on YouTube. If anyone hasn't seen Austin Stories, it was such a great ahead-of-its-time TV show. It was so funny, so subtle. There was nothing like it at the time, and no one was ready for it. And I always think, like, man, if that was on TV right now... Well, there would people would say, oh, I've seen stuff like this before. But at the time, no one had seen anything like that.
Yeah, there wasn't anything like that.
And it's so fun to watch. Yeah. Kramer's the same age in it. Somehow, but Chip is like this. Chip looks so different. He's like almost borderline chubby. And then there's
no.
Yeah. He used to not be like a fitness guy. And
this was before Chip got in shape.
Yeah. And Bearden, Matt Bearden was just a child in it, and now he's like a bearded dude. It's just so funny to watch, knowing all these Austin guys.
And also just how many of the places have been torn down and other stuff is rebuilt. Like it's, some people. Email just about how it's like a time capsule of late 90s Austin.
Yeah, and I showed up in Austin after you had already come to L.A. to Strike It Rich, and I just the difference having visited there a couple months ago. It is, it's unbelievable. It's just a big, giant, fancy city with Jetsons buildings, space buildings. But it's still the same place. I love that town.
Me too.
I'm glad I started comedy there.
Me too.
They did keep it weird.
They did.
They did a good job of keeping it weird. We were at the Riot Comedy Festival here in downtown Los Angeles, and there was a Keep It Weird Portland versus Austin show, and I thought it was blasphemous that you weren't on it, Howard. Why were you not on that show?
Yeah, it's funny because I did do that festival last year, so I'll do it again this
year.
Yeah,
I didn't do it last year.
I didn't even know about that show. So now that I've heard that, I would say, yeah, it would have been a fun one to do.
It was really fun. It was fun. It was fun this year.
But I'll do it next year, hopefully.
Yeah. Maybe I'll do it too.
You're always 2 weeks from a fest in the comedy business.
Yeah.
So true.
Early on, it was like DJ Spumante or something. He wasn't calling him. What were you calling Dragon Boy Suede, right?
The first time I ever did it, I didn't know what the name was. And it was... I was DJ Spumoni. That was, or you were Dan. Maybe you were.
I was
Spumoni.
No, I was Automatic Flava, the backup dancer.
Oh.
And we were at the Velveeta Room, and I mean, this was Howard being nice, and he's like, "It's funny when you dance," but it was distracting, I think, to people listening to his lyrics because I'm flopping around, sweating.
But I was glad to have that distraction.
Oh, thank you. Well, one time, one of my
Janine Garofalo was there.
Oh, wow. That started her love affair with me. I don't think she cares for me at all.
Did you guys wear, like, matching...
kind of.
Sweatsuits?
We had sweatsuits on and stuff.
But did you know I broke my arm?
You broke your arm in that show?
Yeah, I was doing the diving worm.
Sorry.
And it's okay.
I knew you hurt yourself. I didn't know you broke something.
I did something weird, and I was doing the diving worm, and my legs hit the wall. I didn't realize how close I was to the wall. So I basically jumped in the air and did kind of a plank against the wall and landed on my arm. And it hurt at the time, but then it kept hurting for weeks. And then it started to get swollen, and I went to the doctor, and they're like, you have a broken arm. You've had a broken arm for a month? Weren't you in a lot of pain? I was like, no, not really. And then the doctor...
It's your skater background.
Yeah, yeah, the doctor just looked at me, and he said, God, I admire you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did that really happen?
Yeah, it all did, except for the doctor admiring me. He just called me an idiot, I think.
Well, I'll tell you, the great thing about you is that you will sacrifice your body for comedy. And I remember just how much you just immediately just full-on went for it.
Well, it's funny. I kind of shy away from physical comedy now.
Well, you're old. You're older. You should.
Yeah, I guess that is it. That's back to me. Another reminder that I'm 40. Thank you. But it also just makes me think of Jerry Lewis. And, you know, I used to like him, but, you know, I'm not much of a Jerry Lewis fan anymore.
Do you think you outgrew him?
Yeah. I'll still cross my eyes for a laugh, though.
I was really into the Garfield comics when I was 12.
Oh, wow.
They don't hold up.
Mm-mm. I was into BC.
They're two different schools. I don't understand those Garfield people. I was into BC and Dagwood Bumpstead.
Look at that. Schlesinger's got a billboard right there.
Wow. Look at that.
Cool billboard.
Are you guys doing Last Comic Standing? Did you go out for that?
It's going on now.
Apparently, yeah. It's real. It's real vague. But I went in and auditioned.
Where was it?
I had a good time at the Hollywood Improvisation.
Aha.
Yes. It was quite fun.
Oh, there you go.
It's less pressure now. There isn't cameras swooping around. They're just like, just do comedy. No pressure. Who cares anymore? That's kind of the way they're. And so it was really fun.
Who cares anymore? It's stand-up.
Who sees what happens? Maybe I'll be on a billboard someday. Guys, now's where you're like, yeah, I think you will be.
Well, I don't know if you could be the next Eliza Schlesinger.
I don't think I could, mainly because I'm able to pronounce my own name. I cannot pronounce her name.
Try it.
Eliza Schlesinger. Here, I can do it. Eliza Schlesinger. Here we go. Third time's a charm. Eliza's who?
Eliza
Schlesinger. There we go. I finally nailed it.
Eliza, this is Kratt. I'm pronouncing your name, Schlesinger.
Well, we're going to pull up to Power Violence soon, right? Isn't that coming up?
Well, man, I've used up all my comedy here.
No, no, no. You'll think of something else.
Oh, no.
Do you want just be taken to the nearest napping spot?
Yeah.
I'm going to do the show, too.
Oh, you are?
I forced my way onto it.
Oh, cool. Don't bump me.
I'm not going to bump you. I will just...
I guess we got to ride home together, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah. We you're in safe hands.
This is fun. I like driving around talking.
Isn't it fun? Is it weird at all that you're just talking to the back of our heads?
No, I often think, like, in the car, like, oh, this is a waste of time. It could be podcasting right now.
Yeah, that's how we came up with the idea. Actually, Karen came up with it single-handedly.
What's 12 Monkeys?
That's a TV show based on the popular movie.
It's
but,
a series now.
Yeah, but unfortunately, it's on the Sci-Fi Network.
Sci-Fi, that's what Scare Tactics was on.
Oh, well, fortunate... For you, that was when Sci-Fi was a better network because it wasn't spelled funny. It was actually spelled correctly, right? Karen?
What's that?
Do you have any thoughts on it?
I was asleep.
She was listening to another podcast.
I feel like when I...
I was listening to Mark Maron's What the Fuck.
Dub the fuck.
But you were terrific on Scare Tactics.
Hey, thanks.
There was a specific... that was a lot of bumps right there. That's what you get. What, do you need a ride? Oh, God, the L.A., they really need to spackle those bumps. That time where you were, like, putting on lipstick and you scared the hell out of some guy. I felt bad for him.
Yeah, that was good. That was called Toilet Full of Scary. It's on YouTube.
Really? Toilet Full of Scary?
Yeah.
What were you doing with lipstick?
Well, basically it was a thing where I played a guy who was a homeowner who called the plumber.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
And then the plumber was one of our guys, too. But the guy working for the plumber was like the victim.
Oh, like his helper?
Yeah, his helper. So they come in to do my house, and I'm just kind of weird and despondent, and I'm sitting out in the front room, and they go, "Where is the bathroom?" And I'm like, "It's in the back." So then,
oh, this guy's doing one of those things, one of the slow cross the street things.
Yeah, he wants to get hit.
Yeah. He deserves it with those capri pants.
It was a cool satchel.
Oh, look, skateboarding.
Oh, that guy's doing it old school. But then...
anyway, they come in, and I'm weird, and then the plumber says to the kid, like, once they get back by the bathroom, like, "Wow, that guy's weird. What's going on with him? I don't know." And then the plumber says to the kid, "Hey, check behind the shower to see if the faucet's dripping." And the kid opens up the shower curtain, and the bathtub's filled with blood, a dead body, real live maggots crawling on the body.
No.
And they see it, and they freak out, and then they go, "We got to get the hell out of here." And then as soon as they run out of the bathroom back into, like, there's a big back bedroom right there, I am in the bedroom blocking their way out.
Might as well.
Wearing a dress.
Uh-huh.
No.
Putting on lipstick,
and I got a weird wig on.
Holy shit.
It is scary, even though you're in on it as the viewer. It's so scary.
So scary.
Check
that one out. Toilet full of scary.
How important was it, like it would be for me, at the end of that, how important was it for you to talk to that guy and say, "Hey, I'm sorry, it's all a big joke. I hope you're not..." Because he was legitimately scared shitless.
Yeah. No, they were... it was important. We would do that with all of them, but some of them, even after it was over, were like, they just kind of didn't want to look at you or be around you because you freaked them out so bad. You kind of put them in a fight or flight death situation.
Yeah, because they just made a high-pitched lady shriek. And
some of them would be high, too, because they would just be like some kid who, like, smokes weed anyway. So he's like, "Fuck it, I'm going to help a plumber. Like, I'll just, like, smoke out and then go do this job."
And then he's so paranoid and freaking out.
Yeah, there was a girl. We did one where it was a girl helping out at a party being catered at a house. And then she goes into the room where the meat is supposed to be. And there's a guy tied up getting hacked at.
Oh, my God.
And she was high. I could tell by her eyes. And she was just so bought into it and so petrified that even after it was over, she just couldn't look at me.
How do they get people to sign? Like, you just made a fool of yourself screaming and freaking out.
Oh, because they go, because they go, "Hey, you were great. Oh, my God, you were so great." They tell them how great they were.
Uh-huh.
And then they go, "Hey, do you have a friend you want to set up?"
Oh, right.
They immediately get you onto setting somebody else up.
Smart.
And that was part of the episode, who you want to set up.
Yeah.
Oh, and they forget that they were so scared, and they just get excited about scaring their stepmom.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Did they
Plus, they have
get
fun,
paid?
Some of them.
Probably not.
I don't know if they get paid. Like, for the jobs, it would always be like, it would be like $50 an hour. You know, to help this plumber for 2 hours.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. A temp plumber, of course.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's weird. Yeah, you got to watch those on YouTube. And also watch Austin Stories.
Yeah.
The first season. It's all on YouTube.
The only season.
Right. we're here at Power Violence at the Straitjacket Theater.
Yeah, should we talk about your set for 1 second, Howard?
Sure.
I know you're going to freelance it.
Yeah.
You're going to freestyle it.
I'm going to talk about technology and how it affects me.
Yeah.
And I'm going to talk about...
Because you, like Vanilla Ice, are Amish.
What is that? What are you saying about Amish? Why are you saying that?
I don't know.
Beard?
I was just calling back to before when
There's
we were
talking
about...
There's a series that he did on...
Vanilla
I think
Ice.
It's the Learning Channel.
Yeah. He becomes Amish, or he lives with an Amish family.
Life ridiculous. Swap.
Yeah. Well, great idea. Great television. So you're going to talk about technology. Boom. That's the opening.
Pop culture. I want to talk about youth culture and technology. And
do you do letters anymore? This one's a telegram. Dear Britney Spears, stop.
Stop.
I don't know if that's what it meant.
I don't do those much anymore, but I should. I should bring them back.
Yeah, they were great. And, well, you're great. And I'm sorry that we're all exhausted, but I did something, a little prank on Karen, where the exhaust pipe, I actually have a hose coming into the car. So what we're all experiencing is some carbon monoxide poisoning.
Well, it's been, this has been a great last night.
Yeah, it has been a great last podcast for all of us. You're terrific, Howard.
Thank you.
You're my friend. Let's hang out more.
Absolutely. I'm seriously down for that.
Karen, you're my friend. Let's us hang out more.
Oh, no thanks.
Okay. Well,
would you only see each other for this?
No, we'll be in. We're going to follow you in. We just might stop recording because this concludes this episode of Do You Need a Ride?
Oh, I see.
Thank you for being a guest upon it.
Yep.
And for those listening...
Can I tell them? Listen to Who Charted. It comes out Wednesdays and Fridays on Earwolf.
Earwolf.
And check me out on Twitter, howardkremer.com, K-R-E-M-E-R. Mm-hmm. And on Instagram, Howard Kremer, and howardkremer.com. And go to indiegoogoo.com to help with the video with Lance Bangs.
Yeah.
And you can buy Austin Stories DVD.
Oh.
At howardkremer.com.
I'm interested in that.
And you can buy any one of my 6 music albums on Bandcamp or iTunes.
Like Master of Pheromones.
Like Master of Pheromones.
Or something newer.
Or something newer, and there's new ones coming out. And I have no stand-up albums, even though I've been doing it forever.
That's okay. Everyone's doing that bullshit.
There are a bunch of... This is like... There's probably been more stand-up albums in the last 2 years than in the history of stand-up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everyone I know has an album out.
Yeah.
On vinyl. The media of the future. Vinyl.
Well, vinyl's back.
Thank
baby.
You for listening to this digital broadcast of Do You Need a Ride? That concludes this episode. You've been listening to Do You Need a Ride? DYNAR.
Are you leaving or are you on your way back home? Either way, we want to be there. Doesn't matter how much baggage you claim. Give us a time and date. Terminal and gate. We want to send you off in style. We want to welcome you back home. Tell us all about it. Were you scared or was it fine? Mouth horn.
With Karen and Chris.